Hello, welcome to day 19 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-day equity challenge. My name is Tiffany, and I use she, her pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were to look at me now, you would see that I'm a brown-skinned black woman with natural twists in my hair. I'm wearing a teal shirt. Let's dive into the equity challenge content for today. When the people you're pushing out grew up in the neighborhoods, you're pushing out its heart and soul. Dr. Tim Thomas, UC Berkeley researcher and director of the Urban Displacement Project. Across the country, historic and ongoing displacement, exclusion, and segregation continue to prevent people of color from obtaining and retaining their own homes and accessing safe, affordable housing. Today's email focuses on the impact of gentrification and how low-income groups, especially Black people, are at risk of displacement by this process of regeneration. Gentrification is the process whereby the character of an urban area is changed by wealthier people moving in, improving housing, and attracting new businesses, typically displacing current inhabitants in the process. An effect of gentrification is the high cost of rents that force low-income households to move to lower-cost neighborhoods or even push them outside the city with fewer resources. Gentrification can lead to different types of displacement. Displacement is the forced or involuntary relocation of residents from their neighborhoods or homes due to changing social, socioeconomic, and political landscapes in their neighborhood. There is a direct displacement happening through rising housing costs, but residents may also be forced out by lease non-renewals, evictions, or eminent domain. Indirect displacement happens through preventing new people from moving into the area due to the high cost of housing or because discriminatory policies like banning tenants with housing vouchers. Cities in Michigan, like Detroit and Ann Arbor, are heavily feeling the impact of gentrification. Detroit has seen one of the highest rent rises in the country in the last few years, while being one of the poorest cities. Since 2017, the average rent in Detroit increased a staggering 46.2%. Displaced, low-income, often African-American and senior households most likely end up in new low-income neighborhoods, fueling further segregation. Displacement has harsh consequences for individuals as it can lead to disruption of mental health, employment, and children's education as people get moved from their work, school, and healthcare. In some cases, it might even lead to homelessness if no alternative housing is available or costs to move are too high. It can also lead to tearing apart communities and breaking down social networks and cultural identity through the loss of neighbors, churches, and small businesses. For example, while Detroit's white, Hispanic, and Asian populations have grown since 2010, Black people now account for 77.2% of the city's overall population, compared to 82.2% in 2010. And the impact often has spillover effects on surrounding cities, feeling the pressure of rising rents and risk of displacement. In addition to housing, gentrification is impacting land ownership and farming. Black farmers and Black-owned farmland are at a historical low. In the 1910s, Black farmers made up 15% of all farmers, compared to just over 1% today. In Michigan, there are only 354 Black farmers, making up only 0.4% of all farmers in the state. Furthermore, Black farmers experienced the lowest approval rate for U.S. Department of Agriculture direct loans. Systemic racial discrimination is at the foundation of the barriers faced by Black farmers. Displacement from homes, land, farms, businesses, and communities are all propelled by gentrification. This is often fueled by tax incentives to wealthy developers to invest in the regeneration of neighborhoods and in equitable policies like discriminatory lending and redlining, where creditworthy and eligible people might be denied a loan for certain neighborhoods. Review Day 16 on Housing from the 2023 Equity Challenge to learn more about some of these policies and practices. As you go through today's resources, we encourage you to notice effective strategies and policies that promote equitable development and prevent further displacement and land loss. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. Think about where you live. How did your neighborhood change in the last decade, and what impact does it have on the community and its people? How do you feel about gentrification? How has that changed after reviewing today's email? How can positive change happen in neighborhoods without doing harm to current residents? Who should be included? Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, please continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.